Oh, yeah. Do you believe it? It's Friday again. We just keep circling around so quickly, yet so slowly at the same time. Thanks for being here today. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. If you missed yesterday, I urge you to go to the podcasts, because yesterday we had some incredible guests on with us. Of course, we had Nikki Young from Mount Rose Republican Women's Club. She's the president, and she was talking about the really cool viewing party we've got going on for President Trump for the first debate that will be held on Tuesday. We're going to be out at Paisan's. It's just $25 to cover the food, and that's really all it's doing is covering the food. So it's not really a fundraiser. It's a get together. It's a come on, let's sit and watch this and support what's going on. So love to see you out there. I'm going to bring the prizes. We're going to have all kinds of giveaways. And, Eric Trump joining us. How fun was that? We had Mark T. Jackson, the legislative director for Stronghold Freedom Foundation. We talked about K2 and open pit burning for the military and the things that we need to do to protect our men and women in service. That's what we do here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We bring you a little bit of everything. All live and local, though. So you can get your thoughts and opinions on. Talk and text is 884-9910. And our poll question today is going to be up and running here shortly. But I tell you, 991fmtalk.com. Go check out those podcasts, especially the one from yesterday. If you didn't know about K2 in Uzbekistan and the problems that it's causing for our military men and women and open pit burning, you need to find out about it. You need to find out about how our men and women in service who basically give their all, we need to protect them. We need to protect them. And they need to hear from us, our voices. Today's show is all about elections. Until you call in and change the subject. All about elections. If you've ever heard me talk about elections, then you know that in my heart of hearts, I believe that the primary is the most important election out there, and it gets no attention at all. I mean, it's just, it's pathetic. When we move on into the general election, people don't know who they're voting for. And one of the worst ones is judges. You know, people actually work most of their lives not to be associated in front of judges. That's what they do. So unless you personally happen to know one, if they're your neighbor or, you know, you've grown up with them, you really don't know a lot about the judges that are out there. Well, fortunately, I got to know quite a bit about some really awesome judges at Wednesday nights, past Wednesday. Time is flying so fast, I can't remember what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis. This past Wednesday, the Mount Rose Republican Women's Club had the judges come out and speak and give a little bit of information about themselves. And we heard from some insiders, you know, that know what's going on. And you need to make sure you move down ballot. Okay. Every single one of your decisions should be made. If you're walking into the polling place, if you're going to vote early between October 17th and October 30th, if you decide, and there's numerous polling places, not just in Washoe County, all the counties. It's not going to be just the registrar voters. You need to know who you're voting for. do what you can. And if you've done it, if you have the information, make sure you share that information with others. Supreme Court judge, it would be detrimental to this state if Fumo was elected to the Nevada Supreme Court. Now, just think about this for a minute. Wouldn't you think that a judge in the highest court in Nevada, who is making pretty serious decisions for the state, would have been a judge in the past? I know you're thinking, what are you talking about, Monica? You're running for a judge. I mean, wouldn't you have been a judge in the past? Isn't it kind of a progressive thing? You know, lawyers move to judges, district courts, and then, you know, you move up. Isn't that the way it goes? No. No, Fumo is running for the Nevada Supreme Court, and he has absolutely no experience on the bench. But you know who does have experience on the bench? Judge Douglas Herndon. You can see his history of presiding over cases, the history of the amazing work that he's done. Do you see the problem that we've had in the past? Highly unqualified people running for office. Now, the other thing that I'd like to point out about Fumo is, if you don't know the name Tick Sigerbloom down in Las Vegas, total liberal, one of the big problems in Vegas. Needs to have some duct tape over his mouth and Twitter taken away. So you might remember that Monday, a huge decision was made for Nevada. And that was the courts deciding that in the case for the Senate, the Republican Senate, that you need to follow the Constitution. I know it's amazing that we have to go to court over these things, but the court ruled in favor of the Republicans that the Democrats were in the wrong when they passed bills to increase taxes going against the Nevada Constitution, which says you have to have a 2/3 majority. They didn't. But they passed these taxes and fees anyway. And Governor Sisolak signed off on it. So, Tick Sigerbloom tweeted that this is reason why it's so important to get Fumo on the Nevada Supreme Court to, you know, reverse decisions like this. Wow. Seriously? You want someone on the Nevada Supreme Court that reverses other judges' decisions that agree with the Nevada Constitution? This is why you have to pay attention to what's going on, especially when it comes to judges. If honestly, I am I will put it out there. If you do not, I don't care what political party you are. I mean, you have to have some semblance of what's right when it comes to the Constitution, don't you? If you do not vote for Douglas Herndon to keep and enforce the laws that we have chosen, boy, there's something wrong with you. Fumo should not be getting one vote. We have to elect Judge Herndon to the Nevada Supreme Court. District Court, I know you probably haven't heard these names before. Statler, Rob. I mean, there's great judges out there. But a lot of times people don't even get to their specific office that they're running for because people just, you know, kind of pick and choose and, you know, none of the above, or I don't know who these people are, so I'm not going to vote for anybody. Or even worse, they vote for the name at the top of the list. Why? Because they don't know anybody, so they just mark off the first box. Or a name that they might have heard in the past but don't recognize, but it sounds familiar, so they check that box. Even though the reason that it sounds familiar is because it was all negative. You know, all publicity is good publicity, as long as people know your name. We can't do that, especially when it comes to judges. Criminal judges, family court judges. Now, remember, even though you're looking at, when it comes to the judges, you're looking at this district or that district. Judge Elliot Sattler put this fantastic. Well, how do I know what district? And when it comes to judges, if you live in Washoe County, you are in their so-called district. That's not for you. Just the races of family court judge, criminal district judge, those are all Washoe County. So it's your decision on all of them. And it is so important. So important. I'm going to hold off on those two judges so I have a little bit more time, and I don't want to cut what I'm saying in half. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more on elections and candidates and what you need to do to get involved in it all. Your county, wherever you're at. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I have to laugh at the texts I get during the show. This is great. AJ just texted me and said, my neighborhood is at war with the Biden and the Trump signs. Well, it tells you an insight into your neighbors, so that's pretty darn funny. Remember, if you put a Trump sign in your yard, around your house, or whatnot, and somebody steals it, because I'm hearing this a lot. We had a lot of people at our Mount Rose Republican Women's Club Wednesday night. We had more signs for Trump brought to us and, again, got wiped out because people kept saying, people are stealing them out of my yard. And one lady that said that she had replaced six of them already. Okay, I know not everybody has cameras in their yard. But if you get any photographic proof, if you get a license plate, if you get the photograph of the person, I know law enforcement is busy, but you know what? I don't care. You look at all crimes, and it is a crime to come onto your property and steal your property. That includes campaign signs. Now, you can do some fun stuff and put, you know, put sticky tar all over it and or, you know, other things. We've seen them electrified. We've seen them with all kinds of things. Do what you want. It's your sign. Somebody gets hurt trying to steal it. You know, I'm not too worried about that. Just saying. I just got a quick email. Yes, I will repeat the site again and again and again. TakingNevadaBack.com. Received this from Bob. You need to repeat the site that has the petition locations. I went to it and saw that there was a site by Juggernaut Arms. I went and signed the petition and then went inside Juggernaut and acted like I was looking to buy a gun so they would know that the impeach table in front was generating business. Bob, thank you for that. TakingNevadaBack.com. Do not put it in your search bar, okay? Don't use any of the search engines. Go straight to your internet bar at the top and just type in Taking Nevada, spell it out, TakingNevadaBack.com. It's very interesting how these search engines work. Because you type it into some search engines, it doesn't come up. Doesn't know what you're talking about. That's what they do. That's how they censor things. That's how they keep things from you. My husband and I were having an argument the other night because I brought up the topic of direct energy weapons. And he's like, you're going crazy with all this. And I'm like, what are you talking about? The Pentagon, the DOD, they're releasing information that's been around for 3-4 years, or probably longer than that. But now they're releasing it to the public because you know when something comes into the public, it has been around for at least a couple of decades. So he's like, I didn't find anything on it. And I'm like, really? What did you do? He goes, I Googled it. I'm like, really? So I pulled up my DuckDuckGo and I typed in DOD, Department of Defense, DOD direct energy weapons. Pulled up so many different articles, pulled up photographs. I'm like, really? You didn't get any of this information? And he's like, no, none of that stuff came up. This is why it is so important that you use multiple search engines, do the research for yourself, because this is how they are going to be censoring the elections. Okay. Google, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all these big tech companies getting together to, in their opinion, stop false information ahead of November 11th and specifically on November 11th. Even Hillary Clinton is urging them to do that. Well, we know that these companies are liberal anyway, and that's what they're going to do. Because they don't want you to have access to information. And we know how the mainstream media works. We saw their tears in 2016. We saw the anger and frustration, their disbelief for all these, you know, non-biased media professionals. I say that biting my tongue. We saw their reaction to the people's vote. So they will be stifling that to help the Democrats so they can find the votes they need. And I do mean find the votes they need, because for all these people who think that there's no voter fraud, guess what? Military ballots are already being found, dumped in the trash. They're being found in ravines. Already across a few states, 350,000 ballots. See, the military ones get theirs early. And so they're already being sent back. And guess what? All those ballots were opened and they were for Trump. Imagine that. Imagine that. We'll be back because I missed the judges. Right after this, we'll get to it, get back to voting right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I am so glad you are with me today. And we're talking about elections, okay? Talking about elections. This is the most important thing that we get to do, that we get to do in society, that pretty much decides our fate in the future. Choosing those people who represent us. And if you are listening to 92.3 or 99.1 FM Talk, you know that we cover all of Northern Nevada. It's not just Washoe County. It's not just Lyon. It's not just Douglas or Carson. So if you want to know, depending on what county you live in, go to the name of your county. So Lyon, Douglas, as you just heard Jim Wheeler saying there, Washoe, countygop.org. Okay, this is how the sites are set up. So washoecountygop.org, lyoncountygop.org, douglascountygop.org. Type it out and everything you need will pop up there. Okay, so pulling up, let me explain this to you when you're looking at judges. So judges, you see Justice Seat B, Justice Seat D, District Court Judge, Supreme Court Judge. These are all, let's see, how to explain this easily. You are voting for all of them, okay? Because they are for the county. The Judge Department 13, Judge Department 10, Judge Department 9, don't worry about that. If it's on your ballot, you need to make the decision. Because what that means is Judge Department 10, that's criminal justice. Judge Department 13, that's family court. Okay, so that's their listing for their designation of what type of court it is. You still have to make the right decisions on judges. And if you go to your county website, whatever county you live in, okay, so since I live in Washoe County, I have washoegop.org pulled up here. Oh, so I guess you don't put the county in. Sorry about that. Some of them you do. I think, let's see, Lyon County GOP.org, Washoe GOP.org. So everybody's got it a little bit different. They have your choices just set right out there for you. Okay. Bridget Robb, had the absolute pleasure of meeting Judge Robb. amazing credentials. Amazing. So, you know, I totally recommend her. Judge Elliot Sattler. I totally recommend him, and he knows why I'm laughing. I give him such a hard time. He is so amazing. You know, it's funny, in talking with Judge Sattler, his opponent has judicial experience, but in nothing that a criminal court judge deals with. It's hysterical. Hysterical. You have people being put into office just like any other government position. You know, I've heard a number of things about Nevada Health and Human Services. You have people being put in and put up for election in offices they don't know anything about. They have no experience in. When you go to a doctor, a surgeon, maybe, wouldn't you want that person to have even just a little bit of experience being a surgeon? I know that when my surgeon took my appendix out, he had experience, because it turned out he was also the doctor that took my gallbladder out. But you see where I'm going at with here. You don't have somebody that's coming from, you know, being a hairdresser. I know this is extreme. Being a hairdresser into a district judge. But it seems like that's what the Democrats do. They don't care what a person's experience is. They just want to get this person elected. So they rely on personality. They rely on good looks. You know, blonde, blue-eyed. Oh, she'd be a perfect mayor. It doesn't work that way. You have to do your research. Some recommendations here on the Washoe GOP website. Marsha Birkbigler, of course, for Commission District 1. Von Hartung for District 4. He's the incumbent, and she's the incumbent as well. Jeff Church for School Board, District A. Craig Wessner for School Board, District G. Matthew, I love you, Matthew, you know this. Matthew Montanez, School Board, District E. Every single person here on the Washoe County site, I wholeheartedly, you know, put my backing behind as well. Heidi Gansert, Jill Tolles, Lisa Krasner, Alexis Hansen, Barb Hahn, Randy Hoff, Jill Dickman, PK O'Neill. Starting Monday, we are going to have our candidate interviews, okay? I do not track people down. I have two producers. We send out an email, and we hope for responses. So it's everybody's invited. If you are a Democrat, if you are an independent, if you are a Republican, if you are running for office and you want to get on the air and let people know who you are, then you have to call 884-8000 and ask for Craig. Ask for Craig Moss. Craig Moss is handling my scheduling. He's doing the calendar. You know, we'll go past October 17th, but I want to get mostly everybody on before October 17th. Why? Because that's when early voting starts. By the time November 3rd gets here, you should absolutely know who you are voting for. This is something you don't wait until the last minute to do. You should absolutely know. So we want to have everybody interviewed and on the air before the 17th. Because I know a lot of people are going to be heading to those electronic polling places during early voting so they can become poll watchers and they don't need to mess around with mail-in ballots. Just hang on to those ballots, though, because when you vote in person, you have to relinquish your paper ballot. So take it in and just hand it to the people working the polls. I don't know any better way to say that. The people working the polls. Okay. You want to talk more about judges? Let's go to the talk and text line. 884-9910. Vance is on the line. Hi, Vance. You have something to say about judges?
Yeah, a couple things. Probably kill two birds with one stone here. Second Amendment, okay. Now, we'll go with the judges. First off, now hopefully try to tie it in. Anyways, why does one have to have and work their way up to become a Supreme Court judge, a state Supreme Court judge? And then you compared it to surgeons and practice and experience and stuff. Well, the surgeons aren't dealing in what could be considered right and wrong. Now, are they? The judges are. You and I know right and wrong better than a good many of these lawyers and judges who get on the benches and make it to the proverbial top of whatever, state or federal. Yes or no? Okay. Now, the Second Amendment, and this is where the judges get tied in. In my lifetime, beyond my lifetime, we're going all the way back to the 1930s, at least, probably earlier. And judges have been rewriting or amending the Constitution, the Second Amendment being the hottest topic, mm-hmm. the hottest one. All right? In the Constitution, Article 5, U.S. Constitution, I'm going to stipulate here, U.S. Constitution, Article 5, there are two ways to amend the Constitution, Convention of States or amendment that starts in Congress and then gets passed out to the states, and there's a process for that too. So some of these judges have been doing it. The Democrat-leaning judges or Democrat judges themselves have been amending the United States Constitution in violation of Article 5, which stipulates the two ways, and therefore they are in the wrong. Yes or no? So there you go. Two birds with one stone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Vance, thank you so much for calling in today. And we have to protect everything now. I mean, I already told you that we're looking at, you know, Judge Fumo. The liberals want, or not Judge Fumo, sorry, poof, strike that. He has no experience being a judge whatsoever. No experience. Liberals down in Las Vegas want him elected to the Supreme Court bench here in Nevada so he can overturn decisions that have been rightfully made against our Constitution. It seems like everything we're coming up against now is constitutional issues, things that have been put in place that an elected governor doesn't seem to care about. Again, takingnevadaback.com. Find your location to sign the recall petition.
FM Talk. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here on this fabulous Friday. I hope that you have big plans for this weekend. Get out and about and have some fun. Just be careful on what games you go to if you see anything out there. A mother was tased in an outdoor setting watching her son's middle school football game because she wasn't wearing a mask. She was not only tased, but she was arrested, even though she was social distancing and, you know, they were outdoors. But I looked at my husband and I said, payback's a bitch, isn't it? And he said, yes, because here's this little skinny white woman being tased and hauled off in front of her son in a middle school event by a big, burly black man. So I guess is he a member of BLM? I just find this comical and sad all at the same time. Comical and sad. Hey, log on to today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Since we've been talking about judges, let's go all the way to the top. Should judges on SCOTUS have term limits? The Democrats are talking about this. They're looking at 18 years. Okay. They have lifetime appointments now. Why would you knock it down to 18 years? Well, because Democrats think they can steal elections, probably in that amount of time. If you vote yes, how long? So here are your choices. No, lifetime appointment. Keep it there. Yes, 15. Yes, 20. Yes, 25. Yes, 30 years. 30 years for, you know, average somebody who's in their 40s or 50s, I think that's a good number. That puts you up into your late 70s or 80s, you know. That's okay. Make it then. Yesterday's poll question, and I love this, because we have to protect those and help take care of those who still have not, you know, gotten back to work, unless they're just messing around and they don't want to go back to work, which we've seen a lot of that. But for people who are fighting for their lives, who decide, you know what, okay, time for a new career, let's move on. Let's go against the governor trying to keep this state shut down. TakingNevadaBack.com recall petition. Yesterday's poll question, are you better off financially than you were 5 years ago? That basically covers the entire Trump administration. 81% of those participating said yes. Yes. Bet you wouldn't have thought that. But it's true. Democrats are still pushing that even with the lockdowns, you know, everybody's just doing miserable. The economy has tanked. Well, let me tell you, yeah, there are some personal situations out there, but not because of the president. Not because of the country's economy. Because of individual states and individual decisions made by bad, bad governors and bad mayors. And Sheevy and Sisolak know exactly who I'm talking about. Like they'd ever listen to this show. All right, so there you have it. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Thank you so much, guys, for sponsoring the poll question. Should judges on SCOTUS have term limits? If yes, how long? People say, well, there's already term limits. Well, not for SCOTUS. Not for the highest court in the land. I can't wait until tomorrow. 5 o'clock. Who is that nominee going to be? Trump said it's going to be historic, but, you know, I love my president, but he does tend to over-exaggerate, over-embellish. I don't know if it's going to be historic, but I can't wait. I can't wait to hear who it's going to be. Because, you know, if Biden gets in there or any Democrat gets in there, you know, they're probably going to nominate Obama if they ever get a chance to nominate a judge. And just like very beloved Antonin Scalia. For any Supreme Court judge out there, you better watch your back. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Antonin Scalia, home of a Democrat, mysteriously dies in the middle of the night. So many people think that things like this don't go on. And yet they keep getting proven wrong. We'll be back after this on the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.